Senator Colbeck, we want to ask you a few questions on social issues, starting with Steve on marijuana.
Yeah.
This fall, Michiganders vote on recreational marijuana.
Yeah.
What's your feeling on that? Do you support it? Are you opposed to it? And if it does pass, how will your administration implement it?
Yeah, I was opposed to the expansion of medical marijuana provisions. I thought what the people put on the into the statute was fine, just the 2.5 ounces, 12 plants. That was reasonable because it, when you're talking about marijuana, it's still a controlled substance. You can't use the bank for it, so it's a cash-only business. I'd rather have people walking around with 20s and then having them walk around with Brinks cars, which is what happened under the medical marijuana expansion. At the time, medical marijuana was expanded against my my vote. I was on the Senate Judiciary Committee. I heard all the testimony around it. I opposed it because there's so much money being thrown into this business that I think the election's being bought. I think the ballot's being bought. I think people are not giving the full story about what the impacts are. They're only being talked about what the positives are, and everybody loves new tax revenue, and they're pitching that. They're not focused on what the increased expenses are going to be. And so this recreational marijuana ballot initiative, I'm opposed to for a variety of reasons. Number one, we've got issues with folks under the driving under the influence of alcohol. I don't want to add people driving under the influence of marijuana to that equation. Second of all, I've got 31,000 job openings in my district right now. We want to grow our economy. If we go off and pass recreational marijuana, people are going to have to pass drug tests to get employment. That number that I have of open job openings here in my district is going to go up. When that number of job openings goes up, the number of people on government assistance is also going to go up because they can't find a job because they can't pass a drug test. That is a bad recipe for Michigan's future from my perspective. Having said that, if they do pass it and they vote to pass it and put it on the and get it into it so that we're a recreational marijuana state, we'll find a way to make it work. We'll find a way to make it safe for everybody, but it puts in jeopardy a lot of the things that we would like to do for our economy and for the quality of life here for Michigan residents.